untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.
It's back, bigger and better. Untapped talent. Go tell a friend to tell a friend. We've got the platform here for you. Cliffcentral.com. Calling all future entrepreneurs, or calling all future artists, influencers, public figures. Come here, come and shine. Today, I thought it would only be appropriate if we just started the show off with a gorgeous young lady who's doing wonders across the country, and given the opportunity, she may even just change the world. I'm talking about a lady who wants to become the new voice, not the singer, but the voice, the message, the messenger of God. Look, I almost said she's a bit cuckoo with the whole Jesus Christ stories, but she's highly spiritual, and I think she's found that one thing that works for her, and she's just sticking to her guns. She's a major Christian, but other than that, she's also an entrepreneur. She's been able to turn dust into gold. She's amazing. Her name is Kim Tommy, the owner of AMG Squad Events, Recruitment Consulting. She's a model, actor, dancer, mommy, and a sister, plus an auntie. She sounds amazing. She sounds like she's got it all figured out, hasn't she? Kim, you want to be the next colored voice?
Holla, I am the next colored voice. I'm not only representing South Africa, I'm representing Africa in this generation and my generation. That's what I'm representing.
Dude, listen, hold up, please.
I'm going in.
Why are you putting on a voice now?
Just I'm not putting in
relax.
A voice. This is me. Nigga, this is the first time we're doing this, actually. I'm not putting on a voice. This is me.
Oh, is this your voice?
Holla.
Yeah, back to the point I was trying to make before you rudely interrupted me. It's just that I grew up with a lot of colored people around me and stuff. But when I look at the industry, it's not really reflecting the Rainbow Nation, so-called. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
There's more black people in the industry than there is white people.
Too many darkies.
You know what? That is a fact. You know what I mean? And we're not saying all these black people are out there to entertain everyone. Look, there's a market for everyone in the industry.
True.
So I think the key as a person, as an individual, just find your niche, find your market, and just expand on it. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Absolutely. Kim, you come across as someone who just wants the limelight.
Really?
Is there anything deeper as opposed to, I know you want to be there. Don't open your eyes like that.
I must open my eyes like that. It's like, wow. It's like, wow.
Yeah, it's like, I'm like, Kim, you really want to break into the industry, and you say, yeah, superstar, I want to be there. Is that your whole thing? Is that why you want to do it? Just to be superstardom?
No, actually, I believe that I was born to inspire people and motivate them.
Yeah.
Which I'm already doing. I have children looking up to me. I have my family looking up to me. As I was saying, that I represent a generation, this generation, and the generation to come. So I'm a leader, and a lot of people look up to me. So I'm there to inspire and to tell people that it doesn't matter your circumstances or where you're from. It matters where you're going and the vision that you have.
True, good point. So, I want to ask you about your circumstances now.
I know, hey, don't go in. Just...
Yeah, like it's a bit too soon.
You know?
But just from conducting a lot of interviews, I've just realized there's nothing more warming than just hearing someone's story.
Actually, yeah, I don't mind telling
They struggle. We don't have to delve into it now. But what we can take from this interview right now and understand is that right in front of me right now is someone who wants to change the world. You want to be more of a public figure. You want to be an influencer. You want to encourage people to
believe in their dreams, not to give up. You know, I feel that the world is very empty, and the things that I'm seeing that's going on in the youth, people around me, are what their values are and morals. And it's so easy. It's actually very easy to fall in that trap, eh? Like, it's very easy. You know, here in Johannesburg, yo, bruh. See, I keep, but it's fast. Things are really happening very quickly. So you need to have that proper support structure in order to make it.
You make a strong point, but I just want to back up a bit. You say you must believe in your dreams. So what we're trying to achieve on this show is bring through the right kind of influencer, the right kind of public figure.
Mm.
You know, we don't want to bring out someone who's just going to waste a lot of people's time. You know
For
what
sure.
I mean? So, it's good to have dreams. Everyone is entitled to have a dream. But now, you find that someone believes that they're a singer or like they're a great personality, they believe it themselves. But as soon as you hear their work or see their artistry, you don't see it.
Ish.
Mm.
Askies.
Would I, being on the end of the mic this side, interviewing the potential celebs, influencers, public figures, do I have the right to tell people, dude, don't even waste your time?
It's actually constructive criticism. Mm. But if somebody truly believes that they have it, that's a hard one, eh? I must say. Because you can say no and somebody else from a different, you know, eyes view sees something totally different. You
and
know
they
what
could
I'm
say
saying?
Yes.
And they could say yes. It's really defining your market or what is it that you're actually looking for. Or in that particular person or, you know, the personality that you want to bring out.
A great example is idols, for instance. There's four judges. So if ever in your life you feel like you've got this thing that you want to do, but if you get four no's, you must know that.
Are you out, bruh? You're out.
And that wouldn't necessarily mean that there isn't really nothing for you out there to do. You just need to be able to find yourself and know your strengths.
And also, I must say that praying is very important because there is certain opportunities that might seem like it's so glamorous.
Mm.
But then the end result of that is disastrous, you know?
I feel like you've got an example. You've got a clear example of what you're talking about.
No, I don't actually, right now. But like, I've seen like
few
things that look so glamorous, like, but it's actually not. Eh?
Earlier on, you touched on that people where you come from, they look up to you.
Yes.
They're inspired by you. What do you think it is about you that just draws people to want to just do what you do?
I never give up, eh? Me, I'm the type of person going to say no. I'll be like, okay, I'll leave you and I'll go again and go again. And eventually, you will give me that opportunity. You know, I even see it in my son. He falls, he gets back up. These teachers even tell me that, your son, eh? Like, he falls and he just gets back right up. I'm like, wow. And even at home, they even tell me the same thing. They're like, you never give up. That's the thing. Whatever you believe in.
Wow, that's remarkable. You've got a son.
Yes.
I find that in most communities, most cultures, as soon as a woman has a child, that's like, oh, dude, your dreams are now gone.
For real, they're just starting, eh? Because you have somebody to inspire. It's meant somebody else looking up to you.
Wow.
That for me. Okay, for me. Me, I don't know about other people. Do not allow the society, do not allow that. I'm speaking to every person out there under the sound of my voice. If you have a dream and you strongly believe in it, you pray, plan of action, and you get those resources. It's important, like, not to give up, no matter what people say. You know, I remember people telling me that I will amount to nothing, and especially if I can go in on, like, my background, hey? The Lord has uplifted me, like, a lot.
Look, I will not deny, colored people have it rough. Rougher than black people.
They do, eh?
Like I told you, a lot of my life has been influenced by the colored culture. So that's why I just want colored people around me all the time.
It's funny, your life has been influenced by color culture. My life hasn't, eh? My life has been influenced by a variety of black people. Nyateta, Nyakuluma, Ekprat. Then I've been influenced by black people, like a lot of people around me, African people. You know, I'm proudly African. So I don't, like, I have a colored family, you know. And even when I get to a colored community, I stick out like so thumb.
Yeah. Because they're like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
snee met on snee.
Yeah. Would you say you're an authentic person? Like, if I take the top five female celebs in South Africa at this point in time, would there be a clear distinction between you and the rest of them?
For sure. Like, my persona.
We all need to have, like, some kind of X factor in our lives. So what would you say is your X factor? What is that one thing that if we book you for something, that's the one thing we always know that you're going to bring and no one else is going to bring it?
Oh, I bring the crowd, eh? I bring the hype. Like, you know, they do a personality analysis.
Yeah.
When I would fall under blue because I'm like just out there. Really? I get people excited. Yes, excited about life. You could be depressed or going through some whatever, but like when you hear me giggle and I talk to you and I actually ask you what's your name, how's your day, you know, people don't take the time to ask people that. And I'd ask the strangest people.
Do we even care?
Yes, okay. We do care, actually. Yeah, yeah. I do care. And there's someone...
See, I don't know if you're putting on an act or you like...
Why do I have to put on an act? This is so me, eh? Okay. I'm sort of sweetie.
Yeah.
I am, actually.
No, look, whatever field you will bless us with, whether it's... you want to do radio, right?
I am doing radio. I'm actually at Boston Media.
Oh, yeah?
Studying media practices. Holla, it will be my first semester starting on Monday. Oh.
Dude. Why radio? What's the big idea? What's the big deal?
Because I have that voice that will inspire people, as I said. That voice that, you know, when people are wanting to give up, like just on general life, they've come out of whatever situations, they just want to give up. I remember, I went to Four Ways and I wanted to get Wi-Fi for my house and I went to Neotel. And then I started speaking to this lady and then she asked me, what are you doing? And then she just started talking to me and opening up to me and started telling me, like, I wanted to take my life last night. I was like, geez, do you know that Jesus actually loves you?
That could have been the worst thing you could have said to her.
No.
Okay.
Actually not, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Ay, suga wena. Why would you say that?
No.
But anyway, I actually told her that, and she was telling me that she has a baby. So I was telling her, this baby is the reason why you need to keep on living.
Mm.
You know, imagine like...
Look, we don't want to delve into the issue that why would she want to do that?
But I'm just
saying people have their reasons.
I'm just saying that when people come up to me,
mm.
it's very easy for them to...
You're very easy to talk to.
Yes.
I find that I'm that way as well. Like any stranger could tell me that, hey, dude, you know, I understand what you're saying. So that there is a kind of person like that who's able just to draw things out of people.
Yes.
Mm.
Mm, and that's what I do.
So you imagine yourself just hosting a drive time show maybe, and then over the weekend you've got a live... TV show that you're doing. How do you imagine your life panning out in the next 3 years?
In the next 3 years, I see myself traveling all over the world. not all over Africa. Yeah, mm. All over Africa, because I feel that I need to know, you know, like who am I? Like where am I from? And before I go outside there, I want to actually represent this beautiful nation.
Absolutely.
Because Africa is a giant. They just need to wake up. And that's how I see myself. I see myself talking about while I'm traveling, all the things that I'm seeing, the new experiences. Yeah.
You talk about representing this beautiful country of ours. Recently, we had the BET Awards and a selected few of our local celebs went out to the United States and some of them were nominated for awards. Some of them got to perform.
That's great.
And stuff. But do you feel like they represent us properly? Are they a true reflection of what South Africa is authentically?
Honestly, you want my honest opinion? No. You know what? It's not all... I understand that being a celebrity, there's a public figure that you... But they're not representing us properly because I do not see anything in the magazines where they're telling me that they're doing social work or community and trying to better the community. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I don't see that.
Mm.
You are a leader. You're not only a celeb, yes, you got to look fly and all of that, you know.
Leader, influencer.
There's so many other things that you could be doing you know, the young children look up to you. There's so much more. Great that you went for the awards, salute, but I believe that you can do so much more.
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed with one of our local rappers. He was on a very popular show overseas called Sway. And this rapper was initially said, essentially, this is what he said. He said he wants to be Americanized. Mm. He just loves the American culture so much. And he was saying this to black Americans who they probably must have had a lump in their throat because of what they said. Because the black Americans were originally taken from Africa. You know what I mean? So that was a big no-no for me.
You love the American culture? Just keep on looking at what they're doing. They're actually taking our identity and making it their own. If you just look at it, we are so blessed. I think we just need to stop trying to be like other people.
Find our voice.
You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to be like other people and just be yourself and be proud of where you are. Because we are so blessed, actually. fresh running water.
Absolutely. I had the privilege of having a conversation with Somizi, the biggest celeb in SA at the moment. And I said to him, Somizi, don't you think really that when people like Black Mambas get awards, Grammys and stuff, don't you feel like it's just like a pity award? Hey, like, let's give these Africans some kind of recognition. And he made a strong point, because what he said to me was the main reason these people keep winning is the fact that they are true to themselves. They are authentic. Yes. There's no other sound like Black Mambas. There was no other sound like Merem Makeba then.
True.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Black Mamba. Yes, I remember.
No, Black Mambazo.
Was it Black Mambazo? Ish.
Homeless. Homeless. Don't you know Black Mambazo?
I know the name. I don't know the song.
Absolutely. Children of today. Simply uncultured. So this, because I feel like Black Mambas could be like a case study for any up and coming groups. Just study what they did and how they did it, just so you can see how it's really done.
Because
at the moment, every other rapper sounds like every other rapper. Every other singer is singing about every other thing.
True.
But if you look at the local music industry and how everything is sounding, you wouldn't say it's reflecting our current times with the segregation, with the horrible politics that's happening.
Jeez.
With whatever negative things are happening. Do you find that there's people that are really voicing the real issues?
No way.
Is there even a market for them?
There should be. There should be a market for them, because like, these are things that are affecting us daily. I mean, just for example, the rand dropping, the xenophobia attacks. You know, I've traveled, I went to Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, and I've seen a multiracial of people. I don't see that black on black people fighting with each other. I don't see that, you know. Or maybe they're not highlighting it, but they would show it on Algeria. They will show it on the... I don't know what's wrong with us South Africans.
Okay, it's cool that you and I have discussed all the social ills, all the terrible things that are happening.
But there's also great things happening.
Of course. There's more. Would you say that there's more great things happening than bad, or more bad things than good happening?
Okay, I'm choosing to see more great things happening.
Absolutely.
I choose to just look at the positive things that are happening in the world right now, things that are happening around us.
Otherwise, you're just going to be depressed individual.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not about that life, eh?
Well, what are the things that you did mention that you want to do a lot of traveling? I know you also did mention that you have a son as well.
Yes.
And he's like your life. You're doing everything for him because you want to inspire him at the end of the day, and you want him to go out there and say, "Mommy, you made it happen."
Yes.
Kim.
Yeah.
Won't you just tell us? Tell us about your upbringing. How many kids were there?
Oh, yes. My mom had 7 children.
Wow.
She's a very strong woman.
Legend.
Yo, she is. Eh? 7 children. And
she had a baby for each day of the week.
I never saw it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Never saw it that way. Thank you, Duncan. Hello. Clearly, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's clearly Wednesday.
Or either Wednesday, baby. Hump day.
So I'm the third one of all my siblings. Yeah. But somehow, as I feel, especially the way my family talks to me, like I'm the, you know, like I'm the firstborn. I'm an inspiration to them. Like, I show them that doesn't matter your circumstances, you just keep on believing and keep on praying, and the Lord will eventually hear your prayer and you will answer. And He has answered. He really has. Thank you, Jesus.
And you grew up in the good old innocent town, Mamelodi. And then...
I was born in Mamelodi, and then I grew up in Estrus, like from primary school.
Yeah.
I went to Nodridge Primary School. Yeah, and then when I was 10 years old, I moved back with my mom in Johannesburg. And that's where I've been ever since. Traveling abroad as well, Tanzania, Zambia.
Wow. You're a privileged colored.
I am a very privileged colored. I'm blessed.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
And I'm so blessed.
And not by a blesser.
Not by a blesser, self-made, by the Almighty God. No, by the self-made. Almighty God. Holla. Yeah. Hey.
Kim, it's been such an honor being in your presence. You're such a great bundle of joy, energy, inspiration. And you know what? I feel like you've got a long way ahead of you and you're going to be enjoying every step of the way. Good on you, girl. Go get them.
Thank you, Duncan. I'm going and I'm coming with the fire. Yeah? I'm coming with the fire.
Best believe.
CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to Untapped Talent. I'm so excited. But before we move forward to our next interview, I must say, in light of everything that's been happening in the country with all the racism, blacks against whites, I thought it would only be appropriate to bring in some coloreds in the house, you know, because no one really, as we touched on earlier on the previous show, that no one really has the colored nation really doesn't have a voice. So I was just so happy to theme the first episode of Untapped Talent that's coming back, to theme it the colored nation. So earlier on, we did an interview Kim Tommy, who's an up-and-coming radio broadcaster. She's also colored, an attractive one, guys. I'm sure if you guys had seen her, you were going to go mal. You know what I mean? But first off, I have to say it's really an honor for me just to be the person that's on the other side of the mic, giving other people a great platform, people who really deserve it, people who are grinding and people who are going against the status quo and people who are determined to remain true to themselves and just be authentic, because that's what really is needed. If you want to be the up-and-coming influencer, an artist, a public figure, just remaining true to yourself is really key. If you ask anyone that's famous, I've asked them, and that's the one thing that's common that they all talk about. So I'd like to introduce you guys to a group that, if you're a mom and you were looking for a band to invite to your kid's birthday, if you saw their name, you'd be like, no ways, I'm inviting these guys to my kid's party. But hey, these guys do bring their A game. These guys are crazy. And before anything, I just want you guys to feel the energy that these guys have, just so you can have a bit of a vibe, just so we know what to expect for the future, coming from the young colored nation guys who are just trying to ace shit. Yeah, I said it, shit.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
Like I said, the colored bastards are about to bring the A game. Check it out, sons.
Seize up.
Sailing up one time.
Sailing up.
Check one.
Check two.
Check three.
It's colored bastard with chilling with Duncan. We ain't flunking the stairs, you know we came out, yo. Doing it bigger than your girls, double D breast. But nevertheless, woo! Let's go on. We ain't fucking with our brothers and our sisters, but that shit ain't no incest. We hungrier than Budapest. I just had us all down there. No munchies left, but anyway, I'm about to act commits of theft and leave nothing left in your mama's kitchen. You know we freaking it better than the hot sauce on your chicken leaking. My mouth needs some water to flow. Gotta go to the next bro.
To the next bro. To the next bro, kicking the dopest flows. We never choke. We going off the spot on the top of the dome. We sending all the motherfucking whack MCs home. We coming for the throne. We in our zone. Everybody know we owning the whole industry. Woo! We finna take over like Mr. Caesar. While your Caesar's on her knees, bruh. Me, Major C's, yeah, like NDY. Casual, we keep it casual, keep the formalities.
Check it casual on the mic one time. Rapping for the biggie, I'm almost in my prime. Young nigga moving through the CBD. Check the time, homie. See, Club Central. I might have choked a little bit, but now I'm back on that flow. It's essential. Check it out like we do it every day from a Dell straight. I keep it fair, nigga. Check the gameplay. Switch it up a little bit. The flow never falling off. Homie, check it. You better respect it on this biggie beat. I wreck it, nigga. Please respect it.
Yeah. Respect it, check it, shade.
Okay, sharp, yeah.
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Six colors on my flag, I wave it in the air like Nelson faces. Rainbow Nation pour the gold, soul to the highest. But you know the business, mix you with pleasure on purpose. Trying to be ethical, but my vocabulary full of curses. Show you your middle, so here we go. Deep in the bottom of Africa, word to black coffee. I'ma pretend that he called me, saying that we should record hits to those gigs. As if it's that easy to fall in. They say I gotta force it. Do trap start flossing. But all I wanna do is drop knowledge and get naughty with your girl after performing. She don't rap, but she likes singing on mics, hitting high notes all night like R&B concerts. I drop a hard long verse, we collaborate, make a fusion. It's a piece of the future. Kill the game and spirit bomb everybody at the funeral. We're all black outfits, baraclava, superpowers, green flowers, how we do the shit. Yeah, terrorist slash hippie. Soon as after blaze, hit me with the bass and I blow brains. My destiny is to detonate, but you so dedicated to deformating my character. I'll probably carry a cross throughout my rap. But I ain't no Jesus. I've been lying and cheating and stealing like Eddie Guerrero. Still I stand taller than Michael Jordan in stilettos. Forget being a role model, I wanna be immortal. Teleport from Jersey to Jerusalem, to Jupiter and back again.
That's fresh. I have to stop you guys there. We don't have much time, but you guys are bringing your A game. Right energy. I'm loving the vibe.
So Duncan, I don't feel satisfied with my freestyle. So like, for the edit, can I just do something different quickly on the side?
Dude, before we get out of here, I'm gonna make sure one more freestyle for me, guys. But you guys are killing to bring your A game.
Thanks, man.
I'm so impressed, man. I feel like this is something that's really missing in the industry. Some authentic stuff, really from the bottom of the heart. Because I find that with most of these artists, they sing or rap about a life that they've never lived.
Yeah.
But because I know what's going on, really. You know what I mean? I can feel your guys' passion is really in it. I'm quite impressed. Trending on Twitter today is, what's his name? What's trending today on Twitter is El Dorado Park. But I know you guys are from the Dale. Which is Innerdale.
Dirty South, bruh.
Look, I think last month I went to Innerdale from Rivonia. It took us like two and a half hours. We even had to go past the toll gate. Like, it's crazy. But the fact that you guys came from that far and just came here for the platform and the space just to put your stuff out there is really remarkable. And I just want to commend you guys. And well done for just taking the first step. I almost said the first step out of the ghetto. But let's not deny facts. We are from the ghetto. Yes. And the best thing we're just trying to do is just live our life to the fullest and just make the best. We just be the best we can be. And I just want to congratulate you guys. But I just want to know, how can we as a platform here on Tap Talent help you guys even further to make sure that you guys get a collaboration or get a record deal? I don't know. What's the dream for the Khaled Bastet?
Okay, well, I think I should...
Well, first of all, before you guys even get into that, let's just talk about the name. Khaled Bastet. Like, haven't you had like elders, Khaled elders?
Ooh.
Haven't you had like colored elders who came through and they're like, guys, come on. Yeah. Not every colored is a bastard.
Yeah.
I was just telling you, we have these gears that we got out now. Like
the merch and shit.
So now my mom was like seeing the gear we have when we go to stock and stuff like
that. Yeah.
My cousin wanted to buy one and then my uncle was interested in one as well.
Is your uncle a colored bastard?
Yes, he's a colored bastard.
Oh, man.
No, I feel you.
Yeah.
Okay, quickly, guys. You guys are gonna probably blow up and stuff. I hope that you guys do. But with a name like that, I don't know. Let's just try think of another name. Let's just try brainstorm. What about maybe Khaled Genius? Or
yes, it's boring, bro.
It's boring. Like genius, like.
Reason why we chose this name, we know it's derogatory and.
Yeah.
It's controversial, but as you can check the spelling, it's fucked up.
It's not like
it's not your normal spelling.
It's a combination of
two words, color and blood.
And blood
to show that there is no with certain one, no race.
Yeah,
white and black.
Color makes
there's
us
no color, bruh. There's only one race, and that's the human race.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a song about that?
No,
not necessarily.
But I do kick some Zulu verses like now and then.
And look, speak about
today. A song was launched. It's called it's the new race song because you know there's been this whole race debacle conversations. So what they did, they got all the prominent local musicians to record a song. People like Mzwakhe Mbuli on the song, like legends. Yeah. So, look, but I want to say it's about time that the government, at least, it's even, it was produced by the government, the song, but it's about time. But why now? You know, so many other things have happened, but the government has only produced one song. Look, sometimes you can think of music as the healing source of the nation, where whatever people are going through, if they listen to music, it just helps them through the process. But if I listen to the music that's currently out there, especially local music, there's nothing that it can really help me with. But from listening to your guys' music, it's actually a window into your guys' community. And I'm sensing a lot of, I don't want to say anger, but let's call it frustration. You guys are frustrated. You want to be heard. There's so much stuff you guys want to say. You probably have opinions and you want to raise them. And I'm glad that you guys were able to find music as a form of expression.
An outlet.
As an outlet.
Yes.
Do you guys paint or are you guys just musicians? You just rap or do you have any other things that you
do? I just rap, but in the sense of where we're going with this discussion.
Yeah.
Us as Colored Bastard, we look to the numbers, our strength is in numbers.
Mm.
You see, like, we
I know if there was a group of colors and there was just one black guy, the black guy is dead already. Or is that not what you mean?
Nah, bro, no. We actually get along. Nah.
No, absolutely.
Actually.
It's Rainbow Nation.
Rainbow Nation.
Absolutely.
Nope. It's a fallacy, Jan.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
Okay, yeah. Back on it, right?
I'm sorry, ADD.
Yeah.
But I love you guys. Carry on, son.
Okay, look here, right. What in terms of colored bastards, right, we're looking to be independent.
Mm. That's the way these days, actually. Yeah.
So you know, as trying to be an independent artist coming from us, the small platform from Enerdale.
Mm.
Enerdale's a very small platform. So for us to come out here, it's a step. This step. I mean, I wanted to be on Club Central since the day I started to rap.
Really?
It's not. It's,
yeah, bruh.
I needed to get us off my chest, bruh. This has been on my chest since the day.
I'm glad I was the guy. Hey, I got stuff off your chest,
bruh.
Yeah.
But you learn the lyrics, bruh. It's the way of expression now that I feel, bruh. After coming to Club Central, it's just I feel more open to give the people the message of what good hope we have for the music. Colored Bastard brings to the table.
Yeah, yeah.
Look here. Guys from that is coming up with us, they ain't rapping. They trying to twang now and then. You don't come with what you have from your neighborhood. You'll never get that glass window into it.
That's true. A great example I made earlier on the show was Black Mambazo. You guys must know. Black Mambazo.
For sure, bro.
For sure. Really original.
Lady Smith,
Black Mambazo. An original South African group that's won Grammys all over the world because of why they're very authentic and to their style, and whatever they bring, no one else brings. So if you guys just stick to the formula and know what works for you guys and just stick with it, I mean, people will love you guys for what you guys really have.
So yeah.
Is there anything else that you guys are working on? Any other projects? Anything that we should be looking out for?
Like now to be the informant, we are running Pancela series, bruh. Pancela.
Pancela.
For free.
That means free.
Mahala. Yeah.
Mm. It's based on video. So it's a video based series. So we do like freestyle type tracks on local.
Yeah, I did check out some of your videos. I think you were rapping to one of the Slizer, what's it, Major League Beats maybe?
DJ Switch. Slick.
Look, they all sound the same to me.
And Anati's beats, yeah.
Yeah.
Great news. I have actually interviewed Anati, but if you guys just send me some of your songs, I will surely send them through. Okay. But you did touch on the fact that you guys want to start like your own independent.
Yep.
So are you guys just recorders? Are you just rappers? Do you know how to produce beats? Do you master and mix as well? What's the whole procedure? Do you guys have the formal education behind all of that?
I rap mainly, but I produce on the side as well. I don't mix and master.
So you're the one that makes the beats?
I make a few beats for our up-and-coming Tape Mistakes on Display.
Mistakes?
Yes, Mistakes on Display.
Oh, dude, that sounds so sick.
Yeah,
so how did you get into making beats? Because I know no one's born being able to make a beat, you know what I mean? You probably picked up on that Fruity Loops.
tutorials, YouTube. Classy,
that's what's going on, it's how the gens, that's how.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like, okay, Fruit Loops. A lot of people, gens who go to school, they'll be like Cubase and whatnot. But okay, me, I had a, the, 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 the software in my computer like from 2011. But back then I was just getting used to
rapping
steez, and so I wasn't much interested in trying to produce.
Yeah.
But round about late last year, I just had a creator spike in, and I got some assistance from guys who've been producing.
Absolutely.
So now they just tweak the beats for me and stuff like that. But with the basic foundations of the beats and everything, yeah, I do that. And then we got Cassidy in the back there also, produces some.
Shout out to Cassidy.
Shout out, bruh.
Major Cassidy.
Yeah, he also produces, yeah.
No, that is fantastic. You find that you'll tell people that you're on FL Studio, which is Fruity Loops, and the other guy will say he's on Pro Tools.
Yeah,
the other guy will say he's on Cubase, Logic, whatever.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, these are all instruments that do the same thing at the end of the day.
Yes.
But so never be intimidated by someone. Look, I mean, David Guetta, one of the most famous dance producers, EDM, whatever. Some of his biggest songs were done on FL. So let nothing put you down, guys. But sometimes I would encourage, if you can, just go get some of that formal education. Just so whenever you find yourself in a studio with like an expert and they're talking in musical terms, you have an understanding. But these days, all you can do is just YouTube whatever you don't understand. The knowledge is surely there for you. I feel like at this point in time, at this day and age, you've got no reason not to know anything. You know what I mean? You've got no reason.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you were saying about the formal, like you were saying about on formal education.
Yeah.
We do have a team actually
behind us,
like the rest of the guys. We have a few producers,
engineers.
They have the formal education. But then we like MCs, recording artists, and visual artists as well, like just contributing to video ideas, marketing, whatever. We all chirp in everywhere. We don't hesitate.
That is really, really impressive to hear. My next question, guys, I'm sure you guys must have grown up with other guys next to you, friends.
Yeah.
But why aren't they here today? Why is it you guys that are here today? And where are they and what are they doing?
I could say a lot. Like, from where we're from, hip-hop isn't really the culture to be a part
associated
of
with.
From. So, you, like, when I started
rapping, you weirdo and
you
shit.
Get ostracized and stuff. Like, if you really love it, you'll see the gents. Okay, there's gents who see, okay, this is TV rap and you rap this and this is what you rap. And then they stop rapping after a few months because it didn't work the way they thought it worked. You understand? And then there's guys like us who went digging into tapes, like really studying the stuff, like how you say the internet is our friend. So once we got access to this internet, we really abused it to the best ability, you know, like the same how we can sit on the corners every day. We started doing that when it was internet time. So, okay, but at least let's learn something from these things, you see. So, yeah, there was...
A glaister.
What did you say?
Yeah, fun.
Look, let's
internet
just let's just move to the next point, guys, because time is not on our side.
Okay,
but
right,
one thing, you guys will be back. You guys will probably be back every month if I have anything to do with it. But anyway, guys, the biggest local rapper got the opportunity to go overseas and rap and just be interviewed on one influential radio station. But I did listen to the interview, but one thing that he said on the interview that still doesn't sit well with me is that he was telling black Americans, and this is an African coming from South Africa, that he wants to be Americanized. He's a sellout.
Oh yeah, we know this guy.
You don't have to mention names because you guys are in the industry, and he will come back and say, "You guys said this, I won't work with you." You know how people hold grudges.
I say this, bruh. I'm proudly South African. I don't have to westernize my style to get recognized, bruh.
Oh, that's sick, son. You want another beat? We'll get into it. We'll get into it, guys. Look, I wish nothing but greatness for someone who just wants to change their circumstances. So I just want to help you guys out. I know a guy who could probably give you guys a record deal and give you guys a good deal. But I wouldn't say it's an issue, but or a problem. But this guy really, he loves men kissing other men. He's very gay, but he's got a really successful record label. And the only requirements that he has for people if they want to sign with him is just you guys just need to rap about guys having sex with other guys and guys kissing other guys. And maybe in some of the other videos, he might require you guys just to kiss each other. But, however, you guys will have a good deal. You'll tour South Africa. You'll probably have a good deal to have two albums. I don't know what you guys think about that. It sounds to me, I'd take that.
No homo,
my man.
No homo.
No homo, Duncan. But like my man World said, earlier, we're striving to be independent.
Yeah.
Because you don't want that shit.
It's gonna take you much longer.
And if those niggas have to come and
patience,
here's your
patience,
blah blah blah. I'll face them hell no. Like
I was raised on patience.
Dude, no. Both these guys are saying no, but I feel like they're holding your career back.
Bruh.
You want to break in, so are you gonna let these guys not make you live your?
You gonna make Duncan decide for you, bruh?
I'm cool with it.
However, I have nothing against homos. I have nothing against them, bruh.
It's
just
not homos. It's people who suffer from homophobia.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Right.
We leave it at that.
Okay, let's see some.
Yeah, so you guys are not interested in my friend Dickley?
Not at all.
I shouldn't put you guys in touch?
We'll pass. No thanks, bruh.
I feel like one of you guys is going to turn back and say, Duncan, please give me that number, but don't tell the Owens.
Okay.
But don't tell the Owens.
And it's nothing really to be ashamed of, because really what we're trying to do is just to excel. So I feel like I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get me where I want to be.
Well, I don't want to wear a diaper in the day, brah.
Yo, nah, brah.
Okay, so, but you know what? You can hook us up with another beat right now. I'm feeling it.
We're about to wrap up, but just quickly, guys. I just want to find out, is there anything else in particular that you guys want to cover and just discuss and just put it out there?
Yeah, we can catch us on Facebook.
Colored Bastard.
At Colored Bastard. It's
C-O-L-U-R-D.
Alright.
Bastard.
Bastard like
just Bastard normal. Yeah. And we have our Twitter handles. You can catch us on Twitter.
At @LionelDark_CBR.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you can get me there. Yeah.
At @Cash_CBR.
Yeah.
Me @Budgie_CBR. BHADJI.
Absolutely. _CBR,
brah.
Yeah, and then also and we brought you two songs today.
So oh yeah?
The one
originals.
Your song is fresh out of the press, out of the post-production.
We'll end off the show with that song.
Great.
Yeah. That's we just want to put people in. Yeah, we're shooting the video for it tomorrow at our friend Gershwin's birthday party.
In fact, let's take that song now and come back with a freestyle.
Okay.
Guess what would they combo like you Floyd Money Mayweather, you ain't no better. Need cheddar over my Swiss cheese. Bitches, some bitches, yes please. I'm a weirdo, you ain't nearly dope enough. You ain't nearly dope enough to frustrate, skip my die. Hydrated by haters, you're dry, you mock, cause I'm laughing to the bank while you're stretching up. Little kid with a stolen credit card. Listen to Khaled Bastard, brah. It ain't bizarre when it's hard start raining in like the JSC. We give no free rides with the GTI guy.
Yeah! I learned a few lessons, I'm destined to smash up the messes. And no one can question my methods, I'm raging and rampant like Samson. My strength's in my hair, I'm finna grow my pro bars. Go get rich the day I get platinum. F-Saps, mad men, smoking them jets. Off the wall like a pair of hands. I pick up the pen and I send in his rhymes. I kick it like young Jackie Chan in his prime. I'm going, I'm growing, call me that 99. I leave my name as a Stevie Blind. Blow minds with my dynamite flow. Wizard on the beat, something like Dynamo. I bet you didn't know that I
go harder than your grandpa on my egg. I got your grandma playing me in the backyard while doing a garden. Regardless of the vulgar, they had the colored bastard in your area. Burst on a scene like an Arab bomb carrier. What in a plane you bought and you playing? Got a new flavor. Every day, bruh, eat a bong. When I wake up, they say it's fucking my brain up. I don't blame them, I know they brainwash my dirty mind. Analyze the scenario. Nothing but a funny joke. Never ending episodes of the Daily Show. Got me wondering if they're ever coming home. Laugh out loud, I'm too serious. Rookie in a room with a mind so senior. Only the beginning, but a voice in my head screaming, finish him. On it, Mortal Kombat, me versus the beat, and I kill it correct.
Damn, dude, those bars, those beats, some sick stuff right there, man. You guys are really refreshing. A bundle of refreshing talent. You know what? I wish nothing but greatness for you. Just tell
Thanks,
us quickly,
man.
Where can people find the song? And what else can we expect from you? You guys have merchandise that you're putting out there? just sell yourselves. You guys have 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, we got... Please, you can get us on SoundCloud under the same spelling as we spelled Colored Bastard a few moments ago. And yes, the song's name is For You. We got our gear out there. Hoodies that are going for $260.
Sweaters, that's contact, t-shirts.
Yes, yeah, and then you can get that. You can contact it on this number, 074-037-6277. And then for bookings and all those things, you can contact on Sizwa Mbata
on 084-983-6910.
Yes.
Fantastic. Great interview, guys. But one thing I need to say, you guys, there's three of you guys, but you, when you guys are doing an interview, just think of Destiny's Child. Who's the one that's going to answer a certain particular line of questioning? Who's going to answer a certain line of particular questioning? You know, so just spread things just so that there's some coherency. You know what I'm saying, guys? But as opposed to say, I just had a vision, the Lord just spoke to me, and I feel like you guys, not very long from now, but you guys are going to be the heroes for the colored community because they really have no one to look up to. Immediately.
Yeah,
I feel like you guys, not long from now, are going to be the people that young...
Inspire.
Not even young colored people, but just young kids just are inspired by people who come from a particular environment that's just not inducing positivity in any way, but they just fought against all odds just to make it. And that's really going to be a beautiful story. But what I can say for now is that...
Sounds for the hometown.
You guys should just document everything that you're doing at this point in time because you guys are going to release a documentary one day and it's going to be watched worldwide.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what time it is? Time for that freestyle. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Bring your A game as we wrap up the show.
Okay. Seize up.
Yeah.
Try to shoot the video before the verse. That's a new routine for you copycats doing sucker sex. About a year ago, they doubted us. Now reminiscing only makes my heart skip a beat. Cause when I'm in the studio, my future glistens. You ain't gotta put up a nyasin to listen. Pancela series, these niggas so serious, serious. When you see me in the streets, sorry. I'm here to ball all up in the CBD. Sun up to sun downs, I'm in my own league. Getting hit by a trick, call it the head trick. I bounce back, check it, I bounce back. The homies know in fact. Yes, guess what? Step on the mic, I rip it off the top. Homie, this ain't no flop. Check it, these niggas know I might pass the mic to Bungie. Bungie jumping, you niggas know ain't nothing funny. Check it, pass the mic.
Okay. Yeah, Dark Child in the house, I'm feeling wild right after taking a walk through the bush, far from the suburbs, and you can tell from the dust on my shoes. Watch me make your kids wanna follow my footsteps. Get a taste of the hood rats, maybe introduce him to the chew for kids.
Joking, that's
just one of my bogus thoughts. The one never sniff or snort shit up my nostrils. My eyes seem to be open. I just close my eyelids and still come up with the brightest ideas. Don't get the slightest of fears. I'll cry the driest of tears if anything bad happens to me. Just treat it like another scene in an action movie. I know that someone out there would rather shoot me than hear what I have to say, but as of today, I don't give a F. Neither do I get them whenever I'm given a test. Hardly ever writing corrections, got bars like correctional services. It's nothing more than setting my mind free. How ironic that I'm on it so iconic, like my diva on the cash that they trying to chase when they know nothing about the cash that they try to make. They end up making dead presidents for the cinema straight in his death.
One minute. Yeah, life in picture perfect, peep beneath the surface, and check that the image has been worked with filter tweak. They spend 7 days praying for the week, but I pick up the pen and I send in these rhymes. I kick it like young Jackie Chan in his prime. I'm going, I'm growing, I'm...
Oh yeah, okay.
One minute, I gotta kill it. You niggas gotta feel it on Cliff Central. Shout out my homie in Sizwe. Whoa! Yo, shout out Dizzo, shout out Jade. Homie's keeping us fresh in the studio of the press.
Let me bring it back shit with this rap quickly. I'm doing this so you can get the drift and catch the synopsis on why I don't need a fucking job in the office. I need a fucking label office, but not from Duncan's friend. Me and my friends, we make it happen from Kempton Park to France. We bring it back, we got the bitches to dance. We just never... fucking up, we never taking chances. Nigga,
that's it. Awesomeness all around. The energy in the place is crazy. You guys are going places. Well done, guys. Thank you for making it. Untapped Talent. Tapping the talent with your boy Duncan. Chilling with the colored bastard. You've got one more thing to say, sir?
Don't forget to contact for bookings and a lot of other information. You can follow Alpha IM24 or you can contact him on this number, 084-983-6910. And also, seize up to Palesa.
We're sailing out.
Yeah.
And we are. Thanks for joining us on Tap Talent. The first episode. There's more stuff to come. Bringing out you the best talent locally, not just rappers. We got influencers, public speakers. We got it. Future celebs, future influencers. Let's make it happen. Peace.
Thank you, Duncan, my man.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.